Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
And what a beautiful morning it is.
What's today?
Today, I'm asking, is it Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday or whatever it is.
Gosh, it is Tuesday. Time flies, doesn't it?
Time's flying, so hurry up.
You know, it's Tuesday morning and time is flying.
Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.
Oh my, how time is fun when you're having fun.
Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
It's showtime.
It certainly is. Welcome to Tuesday. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. And what a day yesterday. The weather was so nice.
Yes.
Another day like that coming today.
And it's the first, yesterday was the first day of June, and it was nice, and I hope all of June's like that. And no more rain. Can we just stop with the rain?
Yeah, the grass is way too wet.
At least have a break. Good Lord. I'm telling you what, I went out walking, was along some creeks, and talk about over the banks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mackerel. Stuff is just washing away. Well, good morning to you. I found out over the weekend, I briefly mentioned this yesterday, but the Smith Street Diner downtown Greensboro is closing permanently.
So sad.
And, you
never
know,
been.
They got them lined up for breakfast on the weekends. It's kind of, I drove by there this weekend, kind of sad to see them just shut all down. But she says she's not going to open it again. See how many other places this happens to. I hope not many. All right, let's get this party started. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up with the Wolf. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, Chase, good morning to you.
Yo.
Hi.
Second day of June, and things just keep getting worse.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
2020 needs to restart, like, altogether.
Yeah.
We need to hit a reset button on this. This is crazy. Over the weekend, lots of damage in cities all over the country, all over North Carolina. Raleigh, down Fayetteville Street, they just tore it up. Downtown Greensboro, the International Civil Rights Museum at the old Woolworth store smashed the front window in there. There's graffiti. There's all kinds of stuff.
I believe there was some in Asheboro, too.
Yeah. Every city's got problems. Fayetteville's got issues. Winston-Salem's got issues. Wilmington, Charlotte. They've all got this going on. You know, I hope they can get a handle on this and people finally realize, you know what, this isn't really accomplishing anything by trashing places, spray painting vulgarities on them, burning things down, stealing things.
Yeah.
Not getting anything done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. Donald Trump was rushed into the White House bunker.
Into
the secret bunker down below during Friday's George Floyd protest in Washington. It was just a precaution. The Donald is fine.
Yeah, I saw where all the lights in the White House were turned off, and outside was like vans of Secret Service just waiting.
Yeah, there was a bunch of Secret Service agents injured over the weekend.
Well, there was that fire outside of there.
It's nuts. It's just watching the news. My sister, I was talking to her the other night, and she goes, "The news is depressing me so bad, I'm going to bed." It was 8 o'clock. She said, "I'm done."
She's on our time schedule now.
I know. Colin Kaepernick's offered to pay the legal fees for any George Floyd supporters who are arrested for protesting the police in Minneapolis. Okay, so are you saying you're going to support legal fees for the people who were peacefully protesting or for the people who were smashing windows and setting places on fire?
Yeah, let's clarify that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think this all, they're just trying to make their voices be heard. They're frustrated.
They are trying to make their voices be heard, but they're doing it in the wrong way. I'll get up on a soapbox here in about 5 seconds. Stop burning stuff down. Stop stealing stuff. Use your freaking brains, okay? You're not using your brains.
Yep.
Get your brain in gear.
I agree with you, Dale.
Some Walmart stores are closing early while others are cutting hours because of the George Floyd protesters and looters trying to head off any looting situation they may be facing, depending on where their stores are located. Australia has issued a do not travel warning for the United States. It's in effect now because they don't want their citizens to come over here and be injured in some of these riots and protests.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was still had to do something with the virus, but I was thinking, man, there's a do not travel to Australia because everything down there wants to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I haven't seen anybody online do this, but evidently women have been dyeing their hair that bright orange like Cheetos.
Ew.
And using posting pictures of before and after that they've put this stuff in their hair and dyed their hair like orange.
That sounds not
hey, good. All you would have to do is eat a few of those and run your fingers through your hair. They'd be orange.
Yeah, the cheesy fingers. I gotta love that.
Yeah, yeah. Ask my son because that's cheesy everything when he gets done.
Olive Garden is now selling its own homemade wine.
Really?
You get somebody in the basement stomping grapes in a bathtub. The bottles are $15 and are available for pickup or delivery where legal. A Merlot, a red, and two sweet Moscato wines are being offered by Olive Garden.
I love a good Merlot.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Merlot's great.
Love it.
Those Cabernet Sauvignons are good, too.
Ooh, very classy.
Hey, get this. Ryan Gosling is in talks to star in the reboot of The Wolfman.
Really?
Now, I wonder what brings you to say, you know what? That sounds good. I'm going to do the Wolfman movie.
It's simple. He's probably doing it for money.
The movie is going to be set in modern times, not like the original.
It's about a man who becomes a wolf and he just tries to live in society. As one with everybody.
Man by day, wolf by night.
No, I'm just kidding. But that would be an interesting movie. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Finally, there's a $300 coronavirus mask out there for you fashion conscious.
Okay.
A Brooklyn, New York tailor is making the $300 coronavirus mask. He's making it for 8,000 custom suits. It goes with the suit. Before the pandemic began is when he started on this. But now, he's thinking, bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
They took 80 hours to make. Now he makes $300 coronavirus masks from cotton that he's importing from Italy.
Good.
So it's fine Italian cotton.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And when Rona sees that mask, it's going to go, coming on through. View Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show, and another one of those quarantine concerts coming up on Friday.
Oh, yeah? Who is it?
We do it all the time. That's how we roll at The Wolf. And this Friday, it's Walker Hayes.
Okay. Yay. All right. Word.
7 o'clock Facebook page. Find out more at 931wolfcountry.com. New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Good Tuesday morning. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase here. And Annie's got the good news story today. What do you got?
So I'm kind of going to steal something that you guys both have your little five things, right? So there's so much crap going on right now in the world. I'm tired of hearing about it. I want some good stuff. I know a lot of other people do. So I've got five things to look forward to in June.
Okay.
And I'm going to run them down kind of quick. So we got the honoring of 2020 graduates. It's YouTube's viral graduation called Dear Class of 2020. It's going down this coming Saturday. PGA golf returns this month. I know that's something for my husband to watch. Thank God there's some kind of physical sport coming back, minus NASCAR. That starts June 11th with the Charles Schwab Challenge. We've got some huge award shows that are happening later on this month. We've got the ESPY Awards that are June 21st, 47th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards, June 26th. And then, you know what? I'm excited for it. I'm going to say it. The BET Awards are coming June 28th.
Hey!
And then there's a couple big TV premieres. On Netflix, they've got 13 Reasons Why, which I know that's going to go crazy viral. Everybody's going to watch it. And there's some 30 for 30s, which I love the 30 for 30s all on ESPN. They're awesome. And they've got one on Bruce Lee, June 7th, and Sammy Sosa with and Mark McGuire with their home run chase from 1998. It airs a week later on the 14th. So tons of stuff to look forward to. There's also a whole list at 931wolfcountry.com of all the stuff coming to Amazon Prime, too, which is good.
So. Oh, I love Amazon Prime.
So there's a little good news and, just spreading some happiness and things to look forward to. And we got Father's Day in the first day of summer, too.
Yeah.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents Five After Laughter.
I was at the store today, and I bought a diet soda, and when I paid for it, the lady said, "Have fun." I don't know what she thought I was going to do with that diet soda. Like, I didn't want to let her down, so I said, "Oh, yeah. You know me and diet soda." I bought my first rap CD a couple of weeks ago. Took it up to the register to pay for it. They ask you all these questions now whenever you buy anything so they can put you on their mailing list. It's confusing. Like, what's your name? Greg Warren. What's your street name? G-Rock. Greg and Greg. No, dumbass. The name of the street that you live on. Whispering Meadows.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There is a new list out of the most iconic fashion items of all time. Now, when you think about this list, think about anything that you might wear. Now, I have looked through the list. There are 20 of these. I have looked through the list, and the item that I thought of, the very first thing, did not even make the top 20.
Really?
Are you serious?
I am serious, and when you find out what that is, you will be shocked. I don't think you'll be shocked at what's number one, but some of the stuff that didn't make the list, like the what I thought of very first thing, not in the top 20.
The Harry Potter Gryffindor house robe has got to be in there somewhere.
No way. Shut up.
We'll dig around and see if it's there, nerd. That's tomorrow on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Top little wins. We told you we were going to discuss that this morning. You know these little things that happen that just make you feel good? You're like, yes!
Mm-hmm.
Not
yep.
a big thing.
Finding money in the
thing.
Dryer.
Ooh, that's a good
you?
One.
Okay. All right, well, mine is number one on this list. Before I ever saw it, I saw, ooh, that sounds like a fun survey, and I thought, here's what mine is. And then I checked it out, and mine is the number one little win on the survey of all these people. And here we go.
Okay.
I'll start at number 10. Number 10, receiving a compliment from a complete stranger.
That's so nice. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice.
I think some people are sort of put off by that, especially women. If a man compliments them out of the blue, somebody they don't know.
When a man comes up to you while you're pumping your gas and he tries to hit on you, you just don't want anything to do with it. It's too creepy and it happens all too often.
Hey, nice gas tank.
Why does it happen at a gas station? I hear it all the time.
I don't know what it is. I even worked at one, and trust me, when you work there, it's even worse.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right,
you
nine,
sure can pump some gas, pretty lady.
Oh, God.
Man, you're a great gas pumper. Number nine, a winning lottery ticket, even if it's only a few bucks.
Duh.
Even if you only get your money back.
Duh.
Yeah.
Number eight, completing a do-it-yourself project on your own.
Oh, our end tables here in our living room and our coffee table, we yeah. did that, and we will never sell them ever. It was so much hard work to put those together. We, oh, gosh.
Did you build them yourself, or you just mean getting them out of the box and putting them together?
No, we built them ourselves. We built them ourselves, but yeah, I understand that feeling.
You'll pass those down as treasured family heirlooms.
Our kids will be like, I don't want that crap.
All right, number seven, crossing off the last thing on the to-do list.
That never happens. It's never ending.
Number six, watching the sunset. I mean, that's just sort of an easy one. I love doing that. It's awesome.
I try not to stare at the sun.
Number five, traffic lights turning green as you're approaching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number four, getting into bed with fresh sheets. Clean sheet day.
Ooh, yeah.
That's me today.
Oh, it's the best. Number three, getting an unexpected gift in the mail. Ooh, a present.
I got an unexpected gift in the mail this past weekend. It was from
Someone leave some dog crap on your door?
Well, almost. It was time. The DMV sent my registration to pay for my property taxes on my car, in which I've already paid for the taxes for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. A car is not a one-time purchase. You pay for it over and over.
Over and over. Over.
Yeah. Number two, waking up to nice weather. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. And number one, we haven't mentioned it yet.
And this is yours, Dale?
Getting drunk.
Was, It was my number one. Finding money in the pocket of an old coat.
Ooh, like a crisp 20. Ooh. Yeah,
okay, well, I feel like that goes hand in hand with my dryer money.
Yes, finding money is awesome, especially when it's your money that you didn't know you had. Like you go in the fall to get your coat out for the first time and you shove your hand in there and there's like a fiver in there.
Mine wasn't on this list. I'm a little disappointed.
What's yours?
When you get a 10-piece nugget and there's an extra nugget in there.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Good one. Yeah. That wasn't on the list, but that is a good one. Or when you order a small fry and you get a large. Yes.
Dale, you've never been so right in your life until now.
Nailed it. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, good morning to you. We were speaking a little bit. We often mention Karen. on the air.
Yeah.
I'd like to speak to your manager, that Karen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a particular haircut associated with Karen. Well, now I have the definitive acronym for Karen and what each of the letters in her name means.
Okay, good. No. I'm sitting. I am ready. Let's begin.
All right. So here you go. The acronym for Karen. K. Know your rights. Karen knows her rights, all right?
She does.
A, second letter, A, accuse everyone.
Yes, you have to.
R, of course, request a manager.
Oh, that's the best one. Absolutely.
E, escalate to authorities. No, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to your manager.
Correct.
If that doesn't get me where I need to go, I want to talk to your manager's boss.
Correct.
That's right.
And finally, the N, neglect all reason.
Bingo. That's it.
That's the Karen acronym right there. I love it. Now, we'd have to switch it around for the Karens who spelled their name K-A-R-Y-N. Uh-oh. But the Karen we're talking about most often is spelled K-A-R-E-N. Mm-hmm. There's your acronym for Karen.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Made it to Tuesday, my friends. We are one day closer to the weekend, and it's time for five fun facts for your Tuesday. Did you know Iceland's population is so small and secluded that whenever two people there start dating, there's a serious risk that they are related?
What? I can imagine. Of course, who wants... Listen, any place called Iceland is not for me.
Not for you.
I can't do it. No way.
Now, they even created an app where people can put their names in and find out if they're related before they...
Yeah. Hey, this thing's going over the hill here. I think we better check this out.
Yeah. I'll make sure we're not like first cousins or second cousins or something like that. Did you know the Michelin man originally was drawn with a glass of champagne in his hand and he was called the, quote, road drunkard?
Talk about a bad marketing plan.
Who said, you know what, we're going to green light that? That's a go from us. No.
Yeah.
The U.S. Treasury's official name for the penny isn't penny. It's 1 cent piece.
Ew.
Yes, I do remember that now that you mentioned it. I hadn't thought about that in years, but I remember learning that, I think, on a tour somewhere, on a trip. We were on a tour, and like a treasury tour, you know what I'm saying?
It stuck with you. To you.
Yeah.
Did you know there have been 523 people on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, and 488 of them have been caught?
Man, it's G-Man. They're on the case.
We still got a little bit to go. We're almost there. And last but not least, children in Armenia are required to learn chess in school. It's the only country in the world where chess class is mandatory.
Why?
Chess is awesome.
Mm-mm.
I didn't do sports at all. I did chess.
And that explains a lot.
Nerd Squad.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Everybody's been... We spent, in fact, one of the shows here recently talking about snacks that you may have discovered while you're in quarantine. A lot of people finding themselves, of course, spending more on groceries because they're not going out.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I just looked it up. The average savings for a family now, because of being or having been quarantined, was about $250 a month saved because they were not going out to eat.
I feel like I spend more money now.
But they're going to turn around, right, and spend that on groceries. Well, one of the things that's made a huge comeback because of the pandemic is the tuna melt.
Yum.
Mentions of that sandwich, building of that sandwich, and ordering of that sandwich is up 30%. And really, you think about it, it makes sense. First of all, they're delicious.
Cheap and easy.
They're easy to make and definitely qualify as comfort food to me. Great big old fat tuna melt sandwich. Let it be.
I'm having it for lunch today. That's it. I'm over. It's done.
I've never had a tuna melt.
Andy, are you listening to this?
Yeah, I heard that crap come out of his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I've just never had it.
It's bread. Toasty with hot tuna and melted cheese, and it's delicious.
Here's a guy who has also never tasted a cold meatloaf sandwich.
Were you ever loved as a child?
I believe I was.
Anyway, ingredients for it are easy to get, you know, so enjoy a tuna melt. If you haven't enjoyed a tuna melt recently, get one. It's just canned tuna, mayonnaise, cheese, and bread. It's delicious. New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show on the way out. Coming up next, it's Clay J.D. Walker.
Probably wearing three-day-old underwear right now.
Bet on it. Hey, listen, the most iconic fashion items of all time. I got the 20 biggest ones, and I will just go ahead and tell you that the first one I thought of that I thought would be number one is not even in the top 20.
Oh,
I know mine's going to be on that list.
What's it going to be? Think about it. We're going to discuss it. You may or may not be surprised about what's number one, but I guarantee you're going to be surprised about something that's not on that list. That's coming up tomorrow. This Libby's Gone Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.